Good morning. Some places across interior New York and New England this morning waking up to a few scattered showers and maybe even a couple of bursts of rain with a rumble of thunder in spots. Otherwise, mainly dry, a bit more humidity and lots of clouds outside. With a frontal system approaching from the south, the weather will remain unsettled through the morning and into the afternoon. Temperatures beginning in the 50s will climb into the 60s, and with a little bit of sunshine, we could touch the 70-degree mark in some spots, but scattered showers will become more numerous during the day, maybe even some thunderstorms with heavier downpours and some gusty winds. We'll be on the lookout for that through the afternoon, but the activity should die out into the evening and overnight period. We still run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm overnight as temperatures drop back into the lower 50s. For tomorrow, that front will still be nearby, and with some upper-level support, we'll see more showers and thunderstorms develop during the day, and this will keep temperatures in the 60s. Then we'll approach the holiday weekend. The surface front will wash out, and an upper-level disturbance will swing overhead during the day on Saturday. The instability created with this disturbance moving overhead will touch off widely scattered showers as we go through the afternoon and into the evening, maybe even a thunderstorm. This is most likely to occur over the higher terrain, but some of the action will spill into the valleys. High temperatures on Saturday will bounce back towards 70. One last little bit of energy will swing through New England on Sunday. We run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, but mainly dry across the region with highs in the mid-70s and dry on Monday with high pressure in control for the holiday, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s. Another front will head our way for Tuesday, increasing the chance for showers and thunderstorms again with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday, highs through midweek next week in the middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined numerous areas where there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms. One, over a portion of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeastern states, a portion of the Tennessee Valley and Mid-Mississippi Valley, a portion of the Central High Plains, and also a portion of the Southern High Plains. Modest instability should develop in the prefrontal warm sector across the Mid-Atlantic region, which will promote the redevelopment of storms along and ahead of the front. Sufficient unidirectional shear will be present for some supercell structures with a threat for isolated large hail and damaging wind gusts. Storms in the Tennessee and Mississippi valleys will be isolated, but any storms that do initiate could acquire supercell structures with a threat for large hail and wind. And in the high plains, the atmosphere is expected to become moderately unstable with ample surface heating. Storms will likely develop over the higher terrain and spread northeastward into the high plains. Low-level veering will be present, but weak flow aloft will result in only 25 to 30 knots of deep shear. Storms will likely remain multi-cell in character and eventually consolidate into clusters, posing a threat for gusty winds and hail. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a southwest wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 59 degrees, the dew point 52, 78% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.82 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Pecos, Texas, to a low of 25 at Antero Reservoir and Twin Lakes, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, a shower or thunderstorm possible with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 78 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 62, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.95 inches for the month, which is 39 hundredths below normal, and 12.90 inches for the year, which is 61 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low 49. The record high 97 set in 1911, and the record low 33 in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:26 a.m., sunset this evening 8:18 p.m., 14 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Scattered showers, a thunderstorm possible tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Scattered showers and some thunderstorms tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, more scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy, the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms Saturday, near 70. Just the outside chance of a shower or storm Sunday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and dry in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds and warmer for Memorial Day in the upper 70s. The risk of more showers and thunderstorms Tuesday, and a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, with highs both days in the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.